Welcome to Pure Energy. To be a part of Pure Energy Group and workshops, connect to us on 902-969-1739. You can follow us on Facebook, Pure Energy Academy 777. Our website is www.pureenergyacademy.com.
Namaste. Let us understand the four levels of samadhi in this audio, and then we will go step by step. Meditating on these four levels and experiencing something phenomenal, taking an inward journey and completing our surrendering and experiencing the light and much beyond that. As per the Maharishi, the first level of samadhi is where the mind focuses on the object or the word or a thing, and that he calls as savitarka samadhi. In the second stage, you just mind focuses on the essence only. And this focus is called Nirvitarka Samadhi. Now from the gross, we are moving into subtle. Now mind is not focusing, mind is not seeing. There is a subtle mind, a beyond mind. You are experiencing the subtle aspect of the object. That is Savichara. And the fourth stage is, it is subtle memory free and the subtle world free focus. So as you reach this stage, it's a complete bliss. And Maharishi has explained this in the shortest possible way, with a direct one-liner instruction. Now to achieve the stages, there could be some obstacles. So these obstacles he calls it, and I shall talk about this obstacle now. So the obstacles are disease, illness, doubts, neglect, lethargy, non-detachment, misunderstanding, suffering, dejections, unregulated breathing, where mind has not been able to focus. Fixing the mind on one object will eliminate the disturbance. And that is what we have done in the Dharana. And when the mind fixes, it is more purified and lucid. And you create friendship with the mind. And mind is no more your enemy. In the third level, you calm your mind. By meditating your attention on your five senses. And your mind becomes free of sorrow. Then you are ready for the these stages. Now what happens when these obstacles, namely disease and illness and the doubt and the neglect and the lethargy? So in first few meditations, when we have worked on surrendering and stopping thoughts and experiencing you being the light. So these energies actually helps you to withdraw the energies from the mind which is stuck in the memories and in the past life patterns. And all of our previous audios will help you. So before taking the journey to this, I want you to really go through audios and do the meditation as much as possible. Well, I assure you nothing will go wrong even if you, after doing all the meditations, and even if you have illness, you can embark upon this journey. There is no reason for you to stop here. Because once you tap into that reservoir, the energy from that's nothingness, from everything comes, you will feel a phenomenal gush of energies to clear everything and anything. And that is the most phenomenal aspect. Surrendering is, do not require any instructions. Surrendering do not require any teachings. Surrendering is an intention that you put. It's just an intention. That I am limitless, I am limited, and you are limitless. And I surrender my limited self to you, the one which is unlimited. And then the energy takes over, and that beautiful transformation starts happening. From nothingness, the journey started and the soul departed. And the soul is interacting with the nature, that is Purush interacting with Prakriti. Now when it interacts, in that interaction, there are few elements like Man, Buddhi, Chit, Ahamkar. Ahamkar is Aham Akar, it is my shape. And your shape is not you. And there is a bigger energy, there is a, the word bigger is itself is not correct word, but everything that is. Now as you understand this phenomena and the composition of who you are, when you interact with Prakriti, there are three elements, that is three gunas. When you say gunas, means there is a automatic counting is there. So Raja, Tama, Sattva. These are the three properties. They have different journeys and they have different roles. When the gunas operate, that determines the impressions that you carry from your past. Sattvic is all illuminated. Tamasic is solid and stable. And the Rajasic is impelling. And when these three things combine together, they create two divisions. One is mind and one is subtle energies. Now the subtle element, which is like what comes from the darkness to the light, or from what comes from nothingness to this reality, to the existence, that is called the tanamatras. We are going to deal with tanamatras in one of the stages of some samadhi. Tanamatra is a boundary between the subtle and the gross. So there are five subtle elements and there are five gross elements. The five gross elements are earth, water, fire, air, space. And five senses of the mind is hearing, touching, seeing, tasting, smelling, through which the mind does an activity or body does an activity, which is called speaking, holding, moving, processing an element. So it is the mind which is operating. So from we are withdrawing the senses, we are withdrawing the activities. How do we control the activities? Is through the yoga, exercise, the rituals that you follow. So this is the way to work. But energetically, when you withdraw this, and you withdraw the energy of the mind, you go beyond the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic guna, and you go beyond ahamkar, buddhi, man, even beyond the five elements, and you reach to the boundary which is tanamatras, and where the unmanifested primordial matter is meeting the consciousness. So this is a journey to the consciousness, and now we are going to take a dip into the consciousness through these four stages. We have done the withdrawal, we have cleared the karmas, we have done whatever is required in our previous meditation. So let us take this journey. Very interesting. Very enlightening. Pure energy is always with you.